Okay, welcome to Maseches Nazir. Today we start Daf Gimel in Maseches Nazir. Daf Beis was yesterday Shabbos. As Maseches Yevamos, we missed Daf Beis because it was Shabbos, but as Bezvat Hashem, we will make a Haskolane on Daf Gimel. In general, before we get to today's Daf, there's one point, and that is there is a major Machlokas Rishonim, and it goes into the Machlokas Aposkim as well, Machlokas Achronim, how to look at Nazirus as it relates to Maseches Nedarim. Not in terms of practicality, why it's here, that the Gemara spoke about yesterday, that somebody sees a sota which belongs in Masech Seder Nashim, person sees that, then Yazir Asma Manayayin, and that's why Nazir is linked to sota. But in Lumdus, what is the relationship between a Nazirus and making a neder? Is it a type of neder? Is it a different category? Obviously, it's its own parsha in the Torah, in Parshas Naso. But how do we relate to the institution of Nazirus as it relates to Nedarim? The Ritva, back in Maseches Nedarim, the last daf of the first parak of the Ritva in Nedarim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Ritva says clearly that Nedarim is an Isser Chefza. Just like I can aser something, I can aser a piece of cake, I can aser a chair, I can also aser wine. And when I make a Nazirus, that is called an Isser Chefza. That's the Ritva's Lashon, Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Maseches Nedarim. There, if you remember, on Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Nedarim, the Gemara spoke about the differences between Nedarim and Shvuas. The Gemara says you cannot make a Shvuah on a Dvar Mitzvah, but you can make a Shvuah on a Dvar She'en Bo Mamish. You cannot make a Neder on a Dvar She'en Bo Mamish, but you can make a Neder on a Dvar Mitzvah. So there, the Ritva discusses how is it possible if you can make a neder on a Dvar Mitzvah, and he goes back and forth, what about a neder on a neder, or a shvuah on a shvuah, and he brings in a Nazirus. And he asks, he quotes actually tomorrow's daf, which is all about Kiddush and Avdallah. By being a Nazir, what does a Nazir do about Kiddush and Avdallah? The end of today's daf, which actually Bez Hashem will do tomorrow, so the Gemara says, the Ritva says, V'yamai, V'ya amrina dinedarim chalin al bitul asei, mishum dahavi ifser chefza, v'nazirus nami iser chefza hu. The language of the Ritva. Meaning, what would be the problem? The Gemara says that you could have a neder, back in Nedarim Yud Gimel, that you could have a neder on a Dvar Mitzvah, so a Nazirus is like a neder, just like a neder asers something on the object, so too Nazirus asers the object. So the Ritva says, at least this Ritva, there might be other Ritvas that contradict, but at least this Ritva in Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel says that Nazirus is an Ifser Chefza, just like a Neder. There are other Achronim that say they'd agree to the Ritva that it's an Ifser Chefza, but say it a little differently. It's not an Ifser Chefza, and therefore it's as if I asked the wine, it's as if I asked the grapes, but it's an Ifser Chefza, then what's the Chefza? My mouth. My mouth is the Chefza. That's what I asked. I asked my mouth, the Chefza, getting Hana'a, from certain benefits. Okay, but that is all approach one, that it is an Isser Chefza. Other Rishonim, look in the Rush in the Dharma Daf Beis, the Rush there says, no, Nazirus is more similar to a Shvuah than it is to a Neder, and it's what we call an Isser Gavra. An Isser Gavra, I can't drink wine, I swear I can't drink wine, that's not my Nazirus. I swear I can't cut my hair and I can't become a Tamei, those are the three parts of Nazirus. Cutting hair, becoming Tameh, and drinking wine and anything related to wine. So the Rush, the beginning of Nedarim, says it's an Isser Gavra. It's different from Neder, similar to Shvuah, and that's going to be the basis for the question on tomorrow's daf. What does the Nazir do with Kiddush and Avdallah? After all, he cannot make a Shvuah. Mushma v'yoban mehar sinaihu, as we'll see tomorrow. There is a middle type of approach, and that is quoted from the Maharit. The Maharit in Simen Nun Gimel, one of the early Achronim, where the Maharit suggests that maybe it's neither in Chefza or Gavra. But what's Nazirus? Nazirus means I create a new me. I create a new me. I make myself into a Nazir. Once I'm a Nazir, certain halachas kick in, and he compares it to a Kohen. Just like if a person is a Kohen, so then they're not allowed to do certain things. They're not allowed to marry a Grusha or a Chalutza, and they're not allowed to go into a cemetery. Once a person is a Kohen, the Kohen didn't ask for anything on himself. Memewa, once he's a Kohen, so then certain things kick in. Once a woman marries a Kohen, an Ashes Kohen, so all of a sudden, certain halachas kick in. She's allowed to eat Shruma now. So too, says the Maharit, by Nazirus, it's not answering something directly, and it's not a Shvuah that I'm swearing about something, but rather it is creating a new me. I am a Nazir, I am a Nazira, and once that's true, then various halachos kick in. So that's the Lashon of the Maharit, Osa Atzmo Nazir, and Memela his Nasar in the various halachos. That's in general how we look at Naziris, and it's going to come to play again many times throughout the Masechta. Is it an Isser Chafsa? Is it an Isser Gavra? Or is it that he makes himself into a Nazir? And Memela, various halachos kick in. So that's the beginning. Just one word about the concept of Naziris itself. Okay, so now we go on. Let's go to Beis Mabeis, where we're up to the two dots. Again, as I'm sure was mentioned in all of your shiurim yesterday, Rabbi Kiva Eger, first Rabbi Kiva Eger in Nazir, points out that Rashi here, again, is not Rashi. Here it doesn't say Rashi on top. In the Dharma, it said Rashi. Here it doesn't say Rashi on top. But the first Gilyan HaShas, back out of Beis and Aleph, he points out, he quotes from the Chida, the Shem HaGdolim, Chaim Yosef David Azuloi, the Chida, Kazab Shem HaRav Yad Malachi, the Pirish Nazir, Eino Me Rashi. Pirish Nazir is not from Rashi, so again, we have another 2 months to study with Rashi's Talmidim. Some suggest it's Rashi's son-in-law, the Rivan, but either way, it doesn't seem to be Rashi. Some reshowed him quote from a Rashi and Nazir, but it seems clear. Rabbi Yosef Engel has 25 lines to start off the Masechta proving that this is not Rashi. Either way, that's the assumption as well, so we will also be focusing on Tosfos and the Rush and the other Rishonim in terms of Pshat of the Gemara. Okay, so remember the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah yesterday had started off, as the Masechta Sedarim started off, with the concept of Kinuyim and Yados. Kinuyim are literally nicknames, various substitute words that are used for Nazirus. If you remember back in the Dharm Dafyud, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What was the source of Kinuy? Tosfos quoted this back on Beis Man Aleph yesterday. Tosfos quoted this. If you want to look at Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschol Nazir, Tosfos on Beis Man Aleph quoted the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the Dharm Dafyud, where Rabbi Yochanan held that what's a Kinuy? Kinuy is Lashon Umos Heim. It's a word that is used for, this is Dibur HaMaschol Nazir, about the 10th line of Dibur HaMaschol Nazir in Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's a synonym in a different language of a neder, of Nazir, like in our mission. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, all of those are kinuyim from other languages. That was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shlakish argued that no, it's a language that Chazal made up. Language that Chazal made up for various reasons. They didn't want you to come to say Shem Hashem Levatala, and you might say Lashem Karban. So rather than saying that, you know, they came up with other words. So you might say Konam or any of the other words in order that you don't come to say something inappropriately, and Chazal didn't want you to say. So that was the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, what a kinuy is. That is Nedarim Daf Yud. So the same machlokas would be here as the Perek Mesechta started off. Ko kinuyi Naziris ki Naziris. But, as was in Masechta Sedarim, the second line of the Mishnah mentions a yad, going from kinu to yad. A yad is an incomplete lashon, like a handle of a kli. A handle of a kli is not really the kli, it's a handle. It's many of them might have gemina tumentara. Tumentara, if the handle becomes tame, is the kli tame. If the kli becomes tame, is the handle tame? It's not always clear whether the handle has the exact same status as the cup, as the kli. So too, that's a yad l'naziris. A yad l'naziris is an incomplete lashon, and you're not sure if this really connects to a naziris. I once heard from Shem de Lubavitcher Rebbe, maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says, "Hestakam shlosha dvarim ve'enata ba lidei avera." Lidei avera. Enata ba l'avera. Enata ba lidei avera. No, you're not even going to come to the yadit, to the handle of the avera. If you look at these three things, you won't even come to the step removed from the actual avera. Enata ba lidei avera. That's a yad. So the Mishnah said yesterday two phrases that are a yad la'avera. A yad la'naziris. Number one, I will be. Harei Zanazir. So that's what Menachem did with you yesterday. He spoke about the aha. But the second phrase is, Ehe no'e. I will be beautiful. I will be handsome. So the Mishnah says that Ehe no'e is also a Yad L'Nazir. So that's what we're going to deal with now. So back to the Gemara Beis Mabeis. Two dots. Ehe no'e Nazir. I will be beautiful. That's automatically a Kabbalist Naziris. Says the Gemara, really? V'dilma en no'e l'fan of the mitzvahs. Maybe when somebody just says, I want to be beautiful, who's just talking about Naziris? Maybe he means, I want to be beautiful in mitzvahs. I want to do mitzvahs in a beautiful fashion. Kid Titania, as the Brisa says, Ze Kelev Yenveyu, we had this back in Shabbos, Ze Kelev Yenveyu, and Noel Lefanov, the mitzvahs. Ze Kelev, this is my God and I will glorify him. It's referring to mitzvahs. I will be beautiful with him in mitzvahs. Right, and the Bach changes it to Es Noel Lefanov. right? I will become beautiful with mitzvahs. How? As a lefanav, I'll make for him sukkah na'eh, lulav na'eh, tzitzis na'eh, right? All the beautiful mitzvahs, echtov lefanav, sefer. What does tzitzis na'eh mean? What does tzitzis na'eh? Right? The beged, the talus, right? Lechor, the mitzvahs, the strings. Interesting. So we're all mocked, but they have a beautiful talus. I have a keser and an atara. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you should have an atara so you know which side is up and which side is down. So it's malam bakodesh lo maridim. You want the same side to be up and the same side to be down. But that's an atara. You don't need a silver. Where does the silver come from? You're beautifying the tzitzis. You're beautifying the baged. Beautiful tzitzis are like you're spending a lot of money on the strings. So the post can talk. Interesting. There's a concept that it's not even the mitzvah. Is that the chefsa shal mitzvah? I guess it becomes the chefsa shal mitzvah. Even though it's the tzitzis that are the real mitzvah, putting the tzitzis on the baggie, putting the tzitzis on a shirt that has four corners, the shirt becomes the chefsa shal mitzvah? Sounds like it. But tzitzis not. Yeah?
It's the same thing as having a beautiful menorah.
Sorry?
Same thing as having a beautiful menorah.
What's the difference? I saw one of the Akbarim ask. A beautiful menorah. Okay. What about making sure you have a beautiful house so you can put a mezuzah up nicely? I need a humongous house because I want to put a mezuzah up. I want to have a beautiful beged. What's the difference? So you have to say that the beged of the tzitzit, of the talus connects and merges more with the tzitzit than the house merges with the mezuzah.
Right.
The house is more of just a hechi timsi to put the mezuzah, while the beged of the talus really becomes a tashmishe mitzvah. Tashmishe mitzvah. A house isn't a tashmishe mitzvah. Okay, yeah.
What's the correlation or connection between Zekeli Gandehu and Hidu mitzvah?
Zekeli Yaveu is the mock of our interview. This is my God. I glorify Hashem. I do what He told me to do in a glorified way. Zekeli Yaveu, and I will glorify Him through my servicing Him in a glorified way.
So is there any Zekeli Yaveu, which is a derisive, like, let's say,
Esrim? As we'll talk about it. Let's just finish the line. So the Gemara says, so maybe if you say, I want to be beautiful, that means I want to be beautiful and do His business beautifully. I want to have a sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, Sefer Torah, no. Echlo lefanav Sefer Torah, no. Beautiful Sefer Torah. And I'm going to wrap it with beautiful begadim around it. So that's the question. So how do you know when somebody says, I want to be beautiful, that they really mean that I want to be beautiful, I want to be a Nazir? But how do you maybe just mean that I want to be beautiful and do Hidur Mitzvah? So let's just answer the Gemara and then we'll talk about it for a little while. Amar Shmuel, Shetofis Besairo. The Amar, and Na'e, Nazira. You're holding another's hair, and you say, I want to be beautiful. So that's, obviously, what are you holding another's hair for saying that? So that's why we assume that that is what you mean. Just one ha'ara on the Gemara before we get to Hidur Mitzvah in general. Tosfos and the Rush both ask, why did the Gemara here give the answer that it gave above? That's another's walking by in front of you, and you say, I want to be beautiful. Why don't you have to be holding the hair? Just say, I'm just walking in front of you and say, I want to be beautiful. So Tosfos says, the fourth to last medium line of Tosfos. Fourth to last medium line. V'hacha leka l'shenuye below tafas b'sairo, that you're not holding the hair. Ubenazir over l'funav. And another's walking by. D'hacha dibur shalim ka'amar. Ehen no'eh. Earlier, if you just say, I will be, we're looking for something to fill in. You left something out. You spoke a half a sentence. I will be. So there, that's good enough. You have a Nazir walking by, you say, I will be, we can figure that that's what you mean, like him. Here you said a beautiful sentence. I want to be beautiful. It's a beautiful sentence. So a Nazir walking by, that wouldn't be good enough. Because we're not filling in your words. We're trying to interpret your words. To fill in your words. So then, a Nazir walking by would be good enough. But says Tosfos, here you said it, Dibur Shalem. V'ilo tafas b'sairo, if you wouldn't be holding the hair, afilu ki nazir over the fun of. Even if a nazir would be passing by, mishtama shapir, you still might mean I want to be beautiful in mitzvahs. That wouldn't be good enough. If you're holding the nazir's hair, and then you say I want to be beautiful, so then that would be good enough. Sorry? His own hair. His own tafas b'sairo. Okay, so okay, so let's assume, otherwise the nazir is there. Okay, that was Besairo. He's holding his own hair. It's got to be long enough to hold, even though he's not a nazir yet. But either way, he's holding hair. Tavis hair, and he says this. That's Tosfos. The Rush has a similar answer on the bottom. One could look at it. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Hidur Mitzvah. It is, first in general, and then specifically about our version that the Gemara quotes here. There's a big discussion in the Achronim whether Hidur Mitzvah is something separate from the Mitzvah. You do the Mitzvah, and then there's a Hidur Mitzvah concept, meaning in Shemayim, what kind of scorecard do I have 613 scorecards, or let's focus on the mitzvah say. Can't really do an aveira behider. Let's say I have 248 scorecards in Shemayim, all the mitzvah say. Do I have only 248 scorecards? And every time I do a mitzvah in a beautiful way, there's a hider mitzvah section on that scorecard. You not only did this mitzvah, you did the mitzvah in a hider mitzvah way. And this question is asked by many other things as well. There's a lifnei iver section by every aveira. It's not a separate lifnei iver card. Right, so do we say that? Or do we say, no, there's 248 scorecards of the mitzvahs, and there's a separate one that's called hider mitzvah. And every time you do hider mitzvah of anything, it's separate than the, it's not integrated into the mitzvah itself. I do tzitzis, I can do tzitzis, tzitzis is the same mitzvah, no matter how I do it. But there is an extra hider to do it in a beautiful way, but that's separate than the mitzvah itself. There are three rayas that the post can bring, the Rishonim already, quote, three rayas that hider mitzvah is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. It integrates in. It's not something separate. Three contexts. Number one is the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel, which is probably the most famous hider mitzvah quote. Hider mitzvah, Kuflam and Gimel, and Bebez. The Gemara there says, in the context of Bris Milah. The context of Bris Milah, the Gemara says, Hamol, somebody does Milah, calls Machi who Osek B'Milah, and anyway, as long as he's doing the Milah, and just to add in one word, Rashi says, Hamol B'Shabbos. Rashi says, Hamol B'Shabbos, he's doing Bris Milah on Shabbos. As long as one is Osek in the Milah, Chozer Bein Al Tisan HaMa'akvenes HaMilah, Bein Al Tisan She'en HaMa'akvenes HaMilah. We know there are certain parts of the Arla that if you do not remove and pull back, it makes the boy as if he does not have a Milah. Tzitzin she'ein on ma'akvin. Tzitzin on ma'akvin. Those are ma'akid that prevent the mila from being chal. And there are other parts, there are other strands of the skin that are not ma'akiv. Even if you don't remove them, the kid is still called a mahul. And yet, on Shabbos, even though every inch that we act at the makam ha'mila is a chil ha'Shabbos, the Isra Chavala, right, causing bleeding. So, says the Gemara, you're even allowed to be chovel the tzitzin she'enon ma'akvin. Even the parts of the Mila that are not ma'akev, that you don't really need to remove. And if you didn't remove it, it would still be called a ma'ol. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're allowed to remove it. How can you do that on Shabbos? Only Bris Mila is docha Shabbos. Why are you doing this tzitzin she'enon ma'akvin? The Gemara says in three lines from now, hider mitzvah, zekei levi anveyu. Hider mitzvah is the makar for removing. You want to do the Mila in a beautiful way. Why is that allowed on Shabbos? Haraya, it must be that hider mitzvah is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. And once you're allowed the meal is docha Shabbos, even the hider mitzvah of meal is docha Shabbos. If it's something separate, there's no makar in the Torah to be mechal Shabbos. So that is how Rashi and Rov Rishonim learn the Gemara. Interesting, even according to the Rambam, you might say this is a riot to this concept. The Rambam, if you remember, we mentioned it months ago, probably Hanukkah time. The Rambam quotes this Gemara and does not mention the word Shabbos. He just says Hamol, like the Gemara says. If you do Bris Milah, if you're Osek in the mitzvah, so then you could do even the Tzitzis She'en Ma'akvin. But let's say, but if it's not, if you're doing it, if you miss the Tzitzis She'en Ma'akvin, let's say you finish the Milah. And that afternoon, the Mol wants to go back. It's Tuesday. What's the halacha? You don't go back. Why don't you go back? It's Tuesday. What's the matter? There's no counter pressure. So what's the pshat of the Rambam? General, hider mitzvah is only done in the context of a mitzvah. If you're not doing the mitzvah anymore, there's no reason to do hider mitzvah. Even on Tuesday, says the Rambam. And the Brisker Rav talks about this in Hilchos Chanukah. But either way, this is makar number one. Hider mitzvah is part and parcel of the mitzvah. Bris Milah and the Tzitzis She'en Ma'akvin. Number two is a Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf. Gittin Daf Chaf. Let's say you're a sofer. Talk about a mole. You're a sofer. And you're writing a Torah. And you're supposed to write Hashem Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. That's what the next word that you're supposed to write. For some reason, you have it in your head that you have to write the name Yehuda, which has an extra dalet in the middle. Right? Yehuda is Yudkei Vavkei plus Hoda Al Hashem's. Uniqueness of the name Yehuda. So you think you're right Yehuda, but you messed up and you forgot the dalet. So you wrote Yudkei Vavkei. It's exactly what you were supposed to write. But you didn't have Kavanah. You had Kavanah to write Yehuda. And we know that when you write a Sefer Torah, you have to have special Kavanah to write the Askaris, to write the Shem Hashem. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha there? You were supposed to write it, you did write it, but you thought you were supposed to write Yehuda and you left out the dalet. Machlokas tanoim. Hayitzorach lichtov as Hashem. Vidiskav and lichtov Yehuda. Vitta'av lo hitol bo dalet. You forgot the dalet. Ma'avir alav kol misu makacho. Divir of Yehuda. You know what Yehuda says? Just go over it. Take the quill, take the ink, and go over it. No problem. We don't paskin that way. Vachachamim omrim ein Hashem min hamufchar. Chacham say, no good. It's a shame Hashem written without Kedushas Hashem. Nein shame in a mufchar. It's puzzle. It doesn't count as a shame Hashem. The Gemara, the next line. Why? Why can't you just go over it? Okay, you just go over it. What's the problem? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Dilma Lohi. Ad kan lo kamir Rabbanan Hasam. You know why the Rabbanan say that's puzzle? De be'inon zekeli v'yanvehu. Veleka. You need zekeli v'yanvehu. Yeah, okay, you wrote it, but it's not beautiful. It's puzzle we paskin. I'm paskin, this is puzzle. Again, zekeli v'yanvehu, puzzling the halacha. If it's a separate thing, you shouldn't puzzle the mitzvah. Yet, the Gemara here says in Gittin Daf Chaf that if you were going to write, if you wrote Shem Hashem, you know, without the proper kavana, so then obviously if a min writes Shem Hashem, so then it's this. That's what I'm talking about. Then here you just messed up. You end up writing the correct thing. Number two, and number three, the third raya is also much discussed in the yeshivas because of where it is. First Rashi in Lulav Hagazal, second Rashi in Lulav Hagazal. Right, the first writing the first Mishnah. Right, the Gemara says Lulav Hagazal vaHayavesh Pasul Sukkah Chavtes. A dried out lulav is possible. Why can't you use a dried out lulav? What's wrong with a dried out lulav? This means a real dried out lulav. Right? So why can't you use a dried out lulav? Says Rashi, Yavesh de be'inon mitzvah mehuderes. De chsiv v'yanvehu. Hidr mitzvah v'yanvehu. You need a beautiful lulav. Ask Tosfos on Rashi. Tosfos there says, Umefarish begamara bishop de iskish lulav esok siv ve hadar. Vloka moshe birsha kunchish bisid de siv anvehu. De ain vi anvehu elalachachila, says Tosas. Vlo mifsa bahachi. How could Rashi say that? Lo hither mitzvah is lachachila. Maybe Tosas holds that it's something separate than the mitzvah. How can you say it passes with the Evan? But that's Rashi. Okay, maybe it's unique to hither mitzvah of Esrog, which we're not going to get into now, but that is a third place where we see hither mitzvah, is linked to the Iker mitzvah itself. Okay. Rav Asher Weiss, in the Minchas Asher, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago, or months ago in a Tuesday night shiur, discusses that, interestingly, most of the time, hidr mitzvah is related to a chefsa shal mitzvah, an object. An object. A lulav, look at the list here. Right, look at the list here. Sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, sefer Torah, they're all objects. Interesting, here, there's one that's left out, that appears in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel. The same exact Weiss is quoted, but in our Gemara, one is left out. Remember which one is left out? There it says, Hisolafan Mitzvah, Sukkah Na, Lulav Na, Shofar Na, okay, Shofar, Tzitzis Na, Sefer Torah Na, Kulis Na, a beautiful quill I will use. That was left out. Why is that left out? Kulis Na. So the Mechaz Asher doesn't make this Ha'ara, but, you know, Kulis Na, is that in the Chefza Shal Mitzvah? Sounds like a different type of hidr mitzvah. Maybe that's why our Gemara leaves it out. Because it's a, there it has both. Why, what is kol misna'a? Maybe that reflects a hidr mitzvah in the maisa. In the maisa. You want to use what? A kol misna'a means that it's going to come out better? Okay, maybe. Maybe you could say that if you use a nicer, it doesn't sound like a neater kol misna'a, like using a nicer quill. It's going to come out the same way. But if you do the mitzvah with a kol misna'a, With a beautiful quill, that's hider mitzvah. And the Minchas Asher there in Simen Chaf Hey in Parshas B'Shalach goes through a number of cases where you find hider mitzvah even by a maisa. Matzah. Oh, so that's exactly. So that's one of the six examples that he gives for hider mitzvah even in the maisa. Rashi and the Rashbam at the beginning of Arei Pesachim say not to eat a lot on Erev Pesach, the first mission in Arei Pesachim. So he asked the Rashi and the Rashbam, that applies to every Erev Yontif. Every Arab, that's why we had the Purim Suda early yesterday, because on Friday. Because you're never allowed to eat on Erev. So what's unique about Pesach? Says Rashi and the Rashbam. Hidr mitzvah. It's hidr mitzvah not to eat on Erev Pesach, so I eat matzah with an appetite, with a bren. What kind of, there's no chefsa there. Eating with a, not making the matzah any more beautiful. No, the maisa ha-mitzvah. This hidr in the chefsa, and this hidr in the maisa. He also goes to Tosfos in Brachas Chaf Alef, where Tosfos quotes, even though you could be yotzei through shomea ka'oneh, there's a hidr mitzvah in some context to do it yourself. Hidr mitzvah. Again, the lashon is used in the context of a maisa ha-mitzvah. Okay, so this is, there's more there about hidr mitzvah, but let's now move on. Okay. Note this was all on Amud Beis. So says the, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how do you know somebody says, I want to be beautiful? So how do you know he means he wants to be a Nazir? Maybe it just means that he wants to do Mrs. beautifully. So answer the Gemara, no, he's holding his hair, tough as Basairo. Let's go with Apshad. V'yomer and Na'e Nazir. Right? I want to be a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, Milsa da Aveira Varmile Noah. What, isn't a Nazir being a Nazir an Aveira? I want to be beautiful. How can you say he means to be a Nazir? Isn't a Nazir an Aveira? It's a Chote. The Torah calls a Nazir a Chote. So how can you say that when he says, I want to be beautiful, you know, it means Naziris? The Gemara answers in, no, yes, no, a Nazir can be beautiful. Why? Back to Nadarim days. The Afilu Reb Elazar HaKapar, even according to Reb Elazar HaKapar, to Amar Nazir Chote, that holds that Nazir is a Chote, which we're going to have more of later on. You see on the side on Daf Yates, Hani Mili Gabe Nazir Tameh. The Aidi Deboi, who's a Chote? A Nazir that was Mistameh himself, that became Tameh. So we know there are different halachas of a Nazir who became Tameh during his Naziris. As I think was mentioned yesterday as well, there are 10 mitzvahs of a Nazir. 10 mitzvahs the Rambam lists. 8 los asays and 2 asays. Right? So if we have to learn Masechas Nazir, or else we're only going to be doing 603 mitzvahs in our life. Right? So there are 10 mitzvahs that we have to study for the next 2 months. Next 2 months, Naziris. 10 los asays, and they're all related to the not drinking wine and not cutting our hair and not becoming Tameh. Those are all the 8. And the 2 are bringing the karbanas and growing your hair and cutting your hair and going through the process of a nazir. So says Rav Elazar HaKapar, who's the chote? Only the nazir tame. Why? The aidi de boy mistar de amar achmar of hayamim harishonim yiplu ki tiamay nizro. Since his previous days retroactively are going to be uprooted, so that's why it's a problem. Hazam udoma asilim ever on his yirusa. Because there's a big chance that he is going to what? What does the Gemara say? Lemevar Nazirusa, which sounds like Pashas. There's a big chance that he's probably going to not be able to go through the Nazirus. Because his first days, let's say a Nazir is a month. Regular Nazir is a month. So let's say on day 28 he becomes Tameh. So he's going to have to go through another month. He's going to have to start again. And he's going to have 2 months. It's a very good chance he's going to drink wine during the second month. He's going to become Tameh during the second month. So that's why he's called a Chote. Avol Nazir Tar, Lav Chote Karibe. But not a Nazir Tar. A Nazir Tar is not called a Chote. And that's how our Mishnah could say the Lashon of, I will be beautiful, refers to being a Nazir. There's a major discussion in the Rishonim here and in the Achronim about this. What exactly is the chait of the Nazir Tameh specifically? And Tosfos even brings up, Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amud, in the middle of Dibur Maskel Va'amai, Tosfos asks, on the third line of Dibur Maskel Va'amai, Vakasha, he said, Tosfos, if you look later on in Daf Yutes, Reb Elazar HaKapar does not say anything about limiting it to Nazir Tameh. If you look later on in Daf Yutes, you know what Reb Elazar HaKapar says? He says, you know why Nazir is a bad thing? Because he was Mitzar Atzmo Min Hayayin. Because he prevented himself from having wine. That's why he's bad. That's every Nazir. So even Nazir Tosfos, what's the Gemara talking about? Blazer HaKapar, look on Daf Yutes later on. Blazer HaKapar holds that a Nazir is problematic because he withholds himself from enjoying the pleasures of life. So he asks Tosfos, what does our Gemara mean? It's only limited to amidst a Nazir Tameh. So interesting, look what Tosfos says. To Baal Ma'isi Lor Blazer HaFilo Nazir Tor. Al Shem Yisir Asma Manayayin Kar Lechote. V'yesh Lomar says Tosfos. To Tohar Nami Ksas Kari Lechote. A Nazir Tohar is a little bit of a Chote. Umikom makom ha mitzvah rabba al hachet. But the mitzvah wins. A nazir has some good and has some bad. It's not good that you're not having wine. It's not good. But you know what? Because you're being a nazir, coming close to Hashem, that wins out. And he compares it. Midi dahavi, it's similar to misanet tainas chalom b'shabbos. Let's say somebody Friday night has a terrible dream. Terrible dream. Something terrible happens. So you look at Shulchan Aruch, there are halachas of a tainus chalom, about fasting because of a terrible dream. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're even allowed to fast on Shabbos for a tainus chalom. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. For a tainus chalom, you're allowed to, you know what the Shulchan Aruch says, but then you have to fast again on Sunday because of you fasting on Shabbos. Because you weren't supposed to fast on Shabbos. You got to fast to get rid of the problematic dream. But then you fast on Sunday in order to, you'll eat Motzi Shabbos. You'll eat in between. Not going Tuesday straight. So Tosfos says, there too, Yesh lo mitzvah levatel achalom, you got to get rid of the dream. V'ksasa ve'rasa, and you also did a little bad thing. She'hisana b'Shabbos, so you fast on a Shabbos. She'hisarach leisha b'sanas l'machris, a Shabbos l'chabra al-shana. You got to do tshuva for that. So by a Nazir Tahar, 1 second Alex, by a Nazir Tahar, the mitzvah beats the Avera. By a Nazir Tameh, he uproots everything. He's Sosa Nizro. So there's no mitzvah left. What do you mean there's no mitzvah left? So you gotta look in the Rishashi or the Sosvas. The Rishashi or the Sosvas, and the same thing is said by the Klei Yakar. Once you are so sir the Nazir is because you were an Azir Tamei. So retroactively, the month that you just didn't drink wine for, you weren't an Azir. So you didn't drink wine for nothing. You weren't even an Azir. That's why an Azir Tamei is a Chet. Because it ends up that you didn't do anything positive in that time. That's the Pshat of Tosfos, says the Rishash and the Klei Yakar. So it's a little different than our Gemara. Our Gemara's Lashon is Stastam, there's a chance you might mess up in the second month. Tosfos and the Rishash and the Klei Yakar say no, a little differently. Because it comes out that your first month, you weren't even a Nazir. Yeah. So there's an emphasis of drinking wine in our religion?
No. I mean, in general, about, talking about. Right. So what about people who just don't drink wine? They make Kiddush and grape juice.
Right, so grape juice is wine. Grape juice is wine, according to, except for Moshe on the Seder night. But basically, we pass in like, grape juice is wine. So you are Yotze. You are Yotze. Okay, but it's also somebody who dafka doesn't drink wine. Specifically, he stays away from wine and grapes and raisins and peel, anything, any product of wine as well. Okay. The Mefarish here has a little different shot. And this is actually what the Gemara Nedarim said. If you look at the Mefarish on top now of Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mefarish on the third skinny line, you know what the problem is? Because you're going to have such a long Naziris by another Tameh. Mischartin Bahen, you're going to feel bad that you ever accepted a Naziris. The Nimsu Mevian Chulin La'azara. Your Karbonis that you're going to bring at the end of your Naziris, you'll really feel bad that you ever became a Nazir. So you'll be bringing Chulin Lazara, right? Your Karbanis won't have the status of Karbanis. The Ran in Nedarim over there on Daf Tes says, Kain Chulin Lazara. Not really. You never stop being a Nazir. It's as if it's Chulin Lazara. You won't have proper Kavana anymore. Okay. Just one more line and then we'll continue the Klei Yakar there in Naso, in the same Klei Yakar that I just mentioned, in Vav Yud Aleph, mentions another idea behind the Chet of a Nazir. Why does a person become a Nazir? Because he feels that he needs a geder. He feels that he's being overcome by taivas. He has to stay away. He has to do something to become kadosh l'kadosh baruch hu. So the chait is the situation that you were in beforehand. That's the chote of a Nazir. The chote of a Nazir is that you were in the situation that you had to become a Nazir. We have to try to train ourselves to become balanced over the Hashem, says the Klei Yakar, even without having to come on to the Naziris. Okay, once in a while we'll have to, like the Rambam, you're on one extreme, you got to go to the other extreme in order to get back to the middle. But again, that's not the ultimate. The ideal is to be in the middle. So in general, chait is associated with something negative. We mentioned in the past the Ramban, ala Torah. The Ramban, against many others, have a very positive attitude towards a Nazir. At least another Tahar. And the Ramban says, why do you bring a Karban Chatas though at the end of the Naziris? And what the Ramban says? Because you're no longer being a Nazir. You're no longer being a Nazir, the Ramban says. If you're no longer being a Nazir, that's why you have to bring the Karban Chatas. Against others, against the Rambam, against others, that Tzir, we're going to have later, Lazar HaKapar. But that's the Ramban's Lashon. That's why, Valderech HaPshakia, Isha Zech Chote Nafsho, B'Malos Naziris, Ki Huata Nazir Mikdujaso, V'Yavodas Hashem, V'Roi Hulo Sheyazir La'olam, V'Yamad Kol Yimav Nazir V'Kodosh Elokav, he should be a Nazir forever. We'll talk about it tomorrow a little bit. There are different types of Naziris. Naziris Shimshon, Naziris Olam, Naziris La'olam, different types of Naziris. So the Ramban says that maybe that's why you have a Chatas, because you're no longer being a Nazir. In other words, that is a major discussion that comes up all the time in the Masechta. Is a Nazir something positive, something negative? But there's definitely elements of negative by a Nazir, and therefore, and there's all different Shatim given, or at least by a Nazir Tamei for sure, but even by a Nazir Tahar, and we'll come back to it as we do the Masechta. Okay, two dots. Hareini, so that's the language of Ehe No'eh. So now we get back to another Lashon. Hareini Kazeh. That's the next Lashon we had in the Mishnah. After Nazik, Naziach, Paziach. Somebody says, I am like this. Hareini Kazeh. So that's another Yad. Another Yad. So Hareini Kazeh, why does that work? So says the Gemara. Nehi nami the toughest Besairo. Hareini Kazeh lo amar. Even if somebody's holding hair, Hareini Kazeh is a meaningless Lashon. I'm like this. What does that mean? Shidu Kubetz is asking the word. Lo Amar Klum. It's meaningless. What does that mean? I'm like this. You're holding up a hair, and I'm like this. So the Gemara answers, okay, Amar Shmuel, so this one is Kogosh Hayah Nazir Ovel Lefanav. You go back to the previous Ukimta. A Nazir's walking by in front of you, and you say, I'm like that guy. So the Rush on the side here says, so that's a grape shot. So now what's the Chiddush? Then that's obvious. The Rush, right in the middle of the Rush. The middle of the Rush. The Ein Latamua on this page. The Ein Latamua by Kamash Malon. Dahareini, there's a dot. Dahareini kazeh, bishnazer olavanav. Of course, if a Nazir is walking by and you say, I'm like this guy, of course that's going to work. So what's the chiddush of that case? Dahavi nazir. Pshita, hakamar behedi, hareini kazeh. Mishum delotema says the Rosh the following. Hareini kazeh ba'osher, o biyofi, o biyichus. Maybe you mean, I'm going to be like that guy, meaning I'm going to get his salary. You might have thought, I want to be like him in Ashiras or some other midah. So it's still a chiddush. You're right, you're going to be like that guy, but how do you know it's because he's a Nazir? Maybe it's some other way you're going to connect to him. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah.
Yesterday
we got into the Yad Machiyachos or not. Yeah.
Twice Shmuel gave an answer.
Shmuel might not be saying his own Shita, he might be answering for the Mishnah, so he could always have say that this is not really Shita Shmuel. Okay, two dots. Hareini misalsel. I will be misalsel is also a language of a Nazir. Because misalsel, as we know, remember from Yosef Atzadik, he was misalsel b'sairo. Misalsel b'sairo. So he played with his hair. So b'maidadein silso sairo. How do you know that silso means hair? How do you know that? So kita amrelea, he amsa debe rabbi. Because we know it from the Amsa de Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe, that famous woman, Liahu Gavra, she once told a man, what do you keep playing with your hair for? Go to the base manager and learn. So you see that she used that lashon. If you remember, she was a special woman. The Sharm Siyana Balacha here reminds us that, you know, yeah?
Why didn't
the Gemara bring the pasuk from Yosef? It didn't bring a pasuk at all. Why did it quote Amsa de Rebbe instead of the, well, is there a pasuk? It's a chazal. It's a misal of a sairo. Right, it just says that Yosef, right, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Right, right before Potiphar. Right, vuhu vuhu osamaisa naris, vuhu nar. So it doesn't say misal of a sairo, it's the chazal. So that's what it says. Right, I think there's the Yonas and Benuziel on Parshas Vayetze that quotes the idea that really Leah was pregnant with Yosef. But then Leah realized that, and she didn't want Rachel to be less than one of the Amahos, less than Bilhah and Zilpah. Thank you, Bilhah and Zilpah. And therefore, she davened. It was the first time there was an embryonic change and the fetus change, and Dina, who was in Yosef, switched. It was in Rachel switched, and Yosef, who was in Leah, switched to Rachel. So that's the Yonas and Menuziel. So some of Farshim say, but there's a little tinge that was left. Dina was a Yatsanit by Shechem, and that's why she was more of a male thing to do, and Yosef was a Basalsal Basairo. Right, Yosef was a little more of a little Shemet that was left over. That's what Shalom, we're talking about Tzadikim here, but just a little bit to remember that Rabbi Yonasan and Uziel. So anyway, so Gemara says, how do you know Basalsal means hair? Because the Amtsa de Rebbe said to this man, until how long are you playing with your hair? So the Shem Zayim Malacha reminds us who the Amtsa de Rebbe was, how we can learn from her. Right? She was in the house of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and she heard a lot of Divrei Torah. That's why she obviously knew a lot of Lashonos that Chazal used. And remember, the Amtsa de Rebbe, we had a Maseches Nedarim. What was that? That was one of our top five Rans. Right now, the top seven Rans. Right? Nedarim Daf Mem. Ran in Nedarim, where the Ran says, Rachman al-Islan, a person's allowed to daven that someone passes away. Somebody's in such Saris, that was the Shitas Aran, Machlokas, whether we paskin that way. That was the Ran. The Ran's Raya was the Gemara at the end of Ksubis, where Amtsa de Rebbe davens that Rebbe dies because he was in such sar. She goes up to the roof and she says, "El Yonim the Tachtonim are fighting." She drops the glass to get the Rabbanim to stop davening, and Rebbe is taken away. So that's the Amtsa de Rebbe was a special woman. So here too, we can learn from her lashon. Says the Gemara, "Ema Torah." Maybe misalsel means Torah. Dechsiv salsel from Mecca. You should play with it in Mishlei, and it will uplift you. Torah uplifts a person. So Amar Shmuel, no, Hakanaim Shetavas Pesayra. Okay, you're holding hair, and you say Hareini misalsel. That's how we know it's referring to hair. Hareini Machalkel. I will be Machalkel. So Mimai Dahadin. How do you know that? What does Machalkel mean? Mimai Dahadin Kikosayru. How do you know Machalkel means to smear your hair and do something with hair? And again, it's a lashon naziris. How do you know that? Kid, it's not in the Mishnah in Shabbos. Sid, how much? Right, the Mishnah in Shabbos, the middle 10 prakim in Shabbos talk about hotzah, about how much of each material do you have to carry out. So kid, it's not, the Mishnah says sid lime. Rabbi Yehuda Omer k'dei lasud kilkol. How much lime do you have to carry out? Enough to smear your kilkol. What's that? V'yama Rav Batzida, your temple. That's what you see. Misalsel is a kilkel is a lashon related to hair. A girl, the young girls used to smear lime on their temples to keep their hair down. The Gemara says ve'ema mezen anya. Maybe mechalkel means like mechalkel chayim bechesed, right? To support and sustain an ani. Kedushin by mechalkel Yosef is abevesachav. The contrast Menachem is even greater because in the very next line it quotes Yosef. Previous line it didn't because here's the pasuk. Yosef was Mepharnes's family. So Amar Shmuel Hachanami Sheitvos Mesayru. Again, he's holding on to his hair. Period. He's a nazir. Again, if someone says, I'm going to send out my pera, which means I want to grow my hair long. That's also a lashon nazir. So, how do you know l'shaleach is a lashon of growing long? As it says in that pasuk in Shir HaShirim, shalachayach, your long locks are like pardes rimonim. Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe I have a case where the verb shin lamaches means removing. You remove the water from in front of you. So you see shalach could also mean removal. So maybe it means you're going to get a haircut, not you're going to grow your hair long. So tana pera pera yalef. So you know you have a gzeir shava. Ksiv hacha kadosh yia gadel pera. It says by nazir pera. Ksiv hasam gabi koin hedyot u pera lo yishalechu. That you know that the koin hedyot is not allowed to grow his hair long out of a sin of avelos. Right? A koin gadol, a melech, a koin hedyot. They all have to get haircuts at certain amounts of time. So you see the lashon of gidul pera means letting your hair grow long. V'bayisema, or another answer, even that pasuk by mayim could be interpreted as long and not removing. Hai shalech mayim nami ribu yehu. You can also interpret it as lengthening. Dekan mashkin lemaya, because when you water a field, the peir of a ravi, it causes the fruit to grow, to become greater, to become larger, to become longer. So even that pasuk, you could use the verb shin lamaches to mean getting longer. We're trying to figure out why these are yados. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, "Oh, these are enough to be a yad l'naziris." If somebody says this lashon, we assume that what is even if somebody has kavanah to be a nazir, if he doesn't say it, he doesn't have to be a nazir.
What is some person meant? The faithful person.
Nachinami. So this is all assuming that he really wanted to be a nazir, but still he has to say a lashon of naziris, as we'll see more on Amud Beis. Okay, harei alai tziparin. So the last one in the Mishnah was a machlokas tanoim. If somebody says, "I'm obligated to bring birds," harei alai tziparin. So Remeir Omer Nazir. Remeir says it is a Nazir, and the Chacham says he's not a Nazir. So my time to Remeir. What's Remeir's svar? Why does Remeir say he is a Nazir? So we're going to have a machlokas. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Number one, Amar Reish Lakish. Siparin smuchin l'seir kibo alav. We assume when a person says, I want to bring siparin, he has kavana that he wants to bring birds that are next to hair in the pasuk. So when he says birds, he really means, I want to do, as Tosas explains here, I want to do the mitzvah that's mechayev me to bring tziparim that's written next to birds in the Torah. That's how we interpret. That's what Tosfos says in the middle of Dibur Maskil Tziparim, where it says Hafi Ka'amar. Dechsiv, back in the Gemara, Ad Di Sare Kinishrin Rava, Daniel says, like the hair of the wings of eagles, v'tifroi ki tziparin, and his nails like birds. But you see the word seir and tziparin quote next to each other in the pasuk, so we assume, Remeir says, when a person says one thing, it could very well mean that he means the thing next to it in the pasuk. As follows, Rabbi Meir Savar, yeah?
That people know
psukim, or we could, right, okay, or people know psukim and Daniel, but also in the Torah. In the Torah we know hair and wine, not mamish next to each other, but we assume this is what you look at the Stam taxi driver in Eretz Yisrael knows Tanakh by heart, right? So I mean, it's not that 1,000 years ago that it's not unheard of. Rabbi Meir Savar Matfis Inshbem Midi the Samachleir. Meir says people are Matfis means something that's next to what they said. Rabbanan Savar Lo Matfis Inshbem Midi the Samachleir. Rabbanan say no. So according to Reish Lakish, the machlokis is whether when you say one thing, do you mean the thing next to it in the pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan obviously argues, maybe he always like to have Yah. Rabbi Yochanan Amr to Kuliyam Alo Matfis. No! People aren't Matfis. Say one thing, so say the thing you mean! Say one thing and you mean the thing next to it. Elahayna Tavad Rabbi Meir. No, according to Rabbi Meir, a person says, I want to bring birds, because Rechoshesh, that he meets the Zerus. The Chayshina Shema Tipori Nazir Tamaki Bola. Maybe he's Makabal to bring birds of a Nazir, so he's really becoming Nazir. The Rosh and other Rishonim point out, it's not really Chayshinon. Because if it's Chayshinon, we wouldn't allow him to become a Nazir and bring Karbanas to the Azara based on a Suffolk. Really, it's a vada. This is what we assume he means. So Gemara says, 1 minute, Michti Chayshina Kamar. You're right. So he means a type of carbon. But why do you jump to the zebras? What about Nadava? Tosva says, back on Amud Aleph, let's assume the lower level, to become a Nazir or a Nazira. That's a huge commitment. Bringing three birds to the Beis HaMikdash, shouldn't that be the first step that we assume people would jump to? That just sipari nedava? That's much less of a commitment needed. So, Im Kane answers the Gemara, no, hare alai kan mi boilei. He should have just said kan. What's kan? A group of birds. Right, Maseches Kinim. The end of Kachim. Maseches Kinim is all about pairs of birds that get mixed up. So that's Pasha's kan. Siparim, that extra lashon, he must mean something special, which is a nazir. Vidilma hare alai sipari mitzora kamar. Sipari mitzora also, maybe he means that. Maybe not Naziris, but of a Mitzora. Why is Mitzora better than a Nazir? Why would we jump that? So the Shom Seinem Balacha explains. A Mitzora, he's Mitzaris. He's Mitzaris. He's sitting by himself. He can't come near the rest of Klal Yisrael. He says, Shanasa Tamev, Yoshiv Badab, and his harm shall love or love. Nobody comes close to him, and nobody does business with him. He has to be Mavazmi his Mamo to buy many karbanis. Jews are Mishtatif Mitzaris Shalacherim. We're all Mishtatif Mitzaris Shalacherim. The step beyond to be makabel upon myself to do something myself to become a nazir, that's already a step, that's a jump. So that's why if we have to assume the lesser of the two, we would assume the mitzora one more than a nazir one. So that's the Gemara's question. So why don't you assume mitzora before you assume nazir? But he's just accepting about himself to bring the karbanis of a mitzora. The karbanis of a mitzora. Sorry. No, but you're bringing the types of karbanos that a mitzora brings, or you want to do him a favor. Your friend's a mitzora, so you want to bring his karbanos for him to save him some money. Maybe that's what you mean by saying, Harei alai siparim. So the Gemara answers again, as we said before, Kon shei nazir obel lefanav. If there's a nazir walking by in front of you, the Gemara asks, V'dilma nazir, tell me v'lepojim in a karbanos of kamar. Maybe he's just doing a nice thing for his friend. I don't want to become a nazir. But my friend's walking by, I know he's chayav karbanos. I'm obligated to bring his karbanos. I'm going to do it for him. So Gemara answers, no, Kagon Shai Anazir Tahar over Lefanav. Anazir Tahar is walking, so we assume that you really mean that you want to be like him. My Binahi, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish's Pshat of Rabbi Meir? Again, Reish Lakish says Rabbi Meir is because of a person says something and he means what's next to it in the Pasuk. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that no, everybody agrees that does not work. But the reason is because we really think he means Nazirus by Harei Alai Siparim. So you could be Nahi, you could go into Amrit Siparin Asmuchin Laseir Alai. What if a person says, birds next to hair upon me? So, that's the machlokas. L'Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, afagav to amar hachi, inazer over the fun of ini lolo. According to Rabbi Yochanan, like Tuvia said, nobody says things that they want, they have kavanah to do the other thing next to them. So, this unusual language would only work if a nazir is walking in front of you. Okay, then mistama, that's what you mean. L'Rabbi Shimon Lakish, you don't need that. Afagav to inazer over the fun of, it is still going to work. Period. By the way, this is all within Shitas Rabbi Meir. What are the Rabbanan Paskin back in the Mishnah? The Rabbanan said if somebody says Harei alai siparim, so then you're not a nazir. So is there anything according to the Rabbanan? Look at the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayis on the Mishnah. The Rambam says that according to the Rabbanan, he has to bring Karbanos Nedava. He has to bring Siparim as Nedavas, because he said Harei alai siparim, so he said is that a nazir? Fine, but he has to bring Karbanos Nedava. The Achronim point out that this seems to be against the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. Because when the Rabban quotes this, we pass on like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Meir. We just spent 15 lines discussing the Lo Alibet Hilchasa. It's not Bittul Torah. It's still Torah. Don't worry. So says the Rambam in Aleph Zion in Nazirus, he passes like the Rabbanan. If you say Harei Alai Tziparim, even if a Nazir is walking in front of you, it's meaningless. V'harei Zeh Kimisha Lo Hotzi Bisvasav Klum. As if you didn't say anything. So ask the Nitziv, and the Merome Sada here, how could the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnah say that according to the Rabbanon, if he says, Arei Tziparim, he still has to bring Tziparim of Nedava, while in the Mishnah Torah, he says it's as if he didn't say anything. So he says, beautiful. The person says, Arei Alai Tziparim. If he doesn't say anything afterwards, so then he has to bring them as Nedavas. That's our Gemara. But in the Mishnah Torah, you know what he's talking about? A person says, Arei Alai Tziparim, and then 5 minutes later, he said, you know what? I meant it to be a Nazir. I want it to be a Nazir. So then he's chayav nothing. Why? Because it's not good enough to be a nazir. That yad is not good enough to be a nazir. And on the other hand, he didn't want to be a regular nedava. So I mean, manafshach you lose. If he didn't explain himself, he at least has to bring them as a carbon nedava. But if he explains himself to be a nazir, then he doesn't have to bring anything because he wasn't a nazir and he didn't have kavana for a nedava. Okay, let's finish up. Says the Gemara. Mi ikal amanta amarlo mitvus inish b'milsut desamechlei. Is it possible, what does Rabbi Yochanan say, that a person never means something that's next to the word in the Pasuk? Does everybody agree to that? V'atanya, didn't we learn in the Tosefta? Ha'omer yamin harezu shvuah. If somebody says, my right hand, you don't say I swear, you say my right hand. It's good enough to be a shvua. Why? My time. Lav mishum dechsiv. Isn't it because of the pasuk? Vayarim yamino v'smolo. Right. We're still assuming that people know pesukim and Daniel. Vayarim yamino v'smolo el hashamayim v'yishava b'chay ha'olam. You see the word yamin next to the word shvua in the pasuk. So the answer is no. I mean, lo mishum diyamin. Lo mishum diyamin gufa yikri shvua. No. The word yamin itself means a shvua. It's not because it's next to the word shvua. The right hand means shvua. Titanya minayin lo omer yamin shi shvua. How do you know the word yamin means shvua? Shenemar. Nishma Hashem b'yimino, Hashem swears with his right hand, kaviyachol. Ran la'omer, small shu shvua, even your left hand is a shvua. Shenemar, ubizrawa, uzo. Right, his strength is in his right hand. Just to end off with a thought from Avraham Soloveitchik. Avraham Soloveitchik once said that, why is it by Meshkachech Yerushalayim we say Tishkach Yemini, my right hand, if I forget Yerushalayim, Tidbak Lashoni Lechiki, and my tongue should stick to my palate, in Loes Karechi. My dafka, the right hand, my palate. So, Rav Aaron said that when a person makes a shvua, what's involved? Your right hand and your mouth and your tongue. Those are the two parts of you that you're about. So we made a shvua that we're never going to forget Zion. We're never going to forget Eretz Yisrael before we get into Golos. So, Meshkachech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, forget my right hand, which I made the shvua with, and Tidak Lashon Lechiki, and the tongue, which should be stuck to my palate. The two parts of my body that were involved in the shvua, as it says here, Yemin and shvua are a shvua. Okay, Bashem, tomorrow we talk about Kiddush and Avdallah, we talk about Ein Isser Chalal Isser, we talk about a Nazir Olam. Again, a lot of lumdus in Sechas Nazir, which we look forward to.